As a teenager, I became obsessed with wilderness survival stories. I used to sit on the worn-out fabric of our frameless sofa in the Mendenhall Valley, watching Dick Prenicky fashion his own log cabin and utensils from wood, cook berries into syrup, and film a wolverine sledding down a mountain. I wanted to be that wolverine. I wore the tape out of the National Geographic documentary Braving Alaska, admiring survivalists, and wondering if I would ever be brave enough to pull out one of my own teeth. At some point, self-reliance in the wild became my gold standard of living. I left Alaska for college kicking and screaming, and because my parents moved outside shortly thereafter, I pouted at the ferry terminal in my college town of Bellingham, Washington, imagining myself a stowaway back north. At some point, I turned my grief into building skills for self-reliance. In the lower 48s, I learned to sleep alone in the woods, build trails, shoot and dress grouse, store huckleberries in my freezer, and trick fish into my hand with feathers and fur. I mostly lived an urban existence, though largely solitary, for over a decade. That was until 18 months ago, when I met Matt. Suddenly, visions for my future became a disoriented blur of separateness and togetherness. Alaska and self-reliance were part and parcel, and I felt both slipping away. Then, 3 weeks ago, after the declaration of the pandemic, we hiked up the mountain near our respective Missoula, Montana homes. At 5,000 feet, in the face of looming uncertainty, we named something bold and decisive. We agreed to marry. It was not a proposal, but more like a trout surfacing for a fly, hungry and in pursuit of something natural. I'd made it to age 39 without ever having married because it never seemed to fit into my self-reliant dreams. Matt and I walked down the mountain together, stunned and giddy, then celebrated with a bottle of juniper gin from the Amalga distillery I'd been saving. The next afternoon, we walked into the ghost town of a courthouse. A man in plastic gloves chaperoned us into the clerk of court's office, decorated with yellow caution tape. There, the woman asked me the county of my birth. "City and borough of Juneau," I said. "Oh, I'm from Petersburg," she replied. "That's where my brother was born," I whispered to Matt. In that moment, the wolverine in me bowed down and made room for another version of myself. Alaskan still, strong and independent, but leaning toward another, head on his shoulder, moving into interdependence. The true gift of this crisis.